Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 29:1-14, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 29:1-14. God's altar, Jerusalem itself, is doomed. The city where David camped is doomed. Let another year or two come and go, with its feasts and festivals, and then God will bring disaster on the city that is called God's altar. There will be weeping and wailing, and the whole city will be like an altar covered with blood. God will attack the city, surround it, and besiege it. Jerusalem will be like a ghost struggling to speak from under the ground, a muffled voice coming from the dust. Jerusalem, all the foreigners who attack you will be blown away like dust, and their terrifying armies will fly away like straw. Suddenly and unexpectedly, the Lord Almighty will rescue you with violent thunderstorms and earthquakes. He will send windstorms and raging fire. Then all the armies of the nations attacking the city of God's altar, all their weapons and equipment, everything will vanish like a dream, like something imagined in the night. All the nations that assemble to attack Jerusalem will be like a starving person who dreams he is eating and wakes up hungry, or like someone dying of thirst who dreams he is drinking and wakes with a dry throat. Go ahead and be stupid. Go ahead and be blind. Get drunk without any wine. Stagger without drinking a drop. The Lord has made you drowsy, ready to fall into a deep sleep. The prophets should be the eyes of the people, but God has blindfolded them. The meaning of every prophetic vision will be hidden from you. It will be like a sealed scroll. If you take it to someone who knows how to read and ask him to read it to you, he will say he can't because it is sealed. If you give it to someone who can't read and ask him to read it to you, he will answer that he doesn't know how. The Lord said, "These people claim to worship me, but their words are meaningless and their hearts are somewhere else. Their religion is nothing but human rules and traditions, which they have simply memorized. So I will startle them with one unexpected blow after another. Those who are wise will turn out to be fools, and all their cleverness will be useless." My theme for reflection is awakened to authentic faith. Awakened to authentic faith. Now imagine this. You have pushed your parents to their limit with endless disobedience, and one day they sit you down, not with a scolding, but with words so piercing and wise, they change the course of your thinking. It is not anger, but a deep, overwhelming sadness, a realization of the consequences of your actions and a call to change. This is the tone of Isaiah 29:1-14, where God speaks through the prophet to confront Jerusalem with their hollow faith and spiritual complacency. God's words through Isaiah cut to the core. Jerusalem, the city of God's altar, is doomed not because of external enemies, but because of the internal decay of its worship and values. Their rituals are flawless on the surface, but their hearts are far from God. Isaiah delivers the divine rebuke. "These people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me." It is a sobering message, and it feels all too familiar. How often do we go through the motions of faith without true connection? Maybe we attend church, recite prayers, or post scripture on social media, but our lives lack the genuine transformation God desires. Like students nodding in class while mentally far away, we miss the essence of what God is saying to us. The world we live in echoes the crisis of Isaiah's time. Climate change, inequality, and political instability demand introspection and action. Yet we often respond with distractions or superficial gestures instead of confronting the deeper issues. Isaiah warns that hollow worship and empty wisdom leads to ruin. The wisdom of the wise shall perish, and the discernment of the discerning shall be hidden. This is not just an ancient critique. It is a challenge for today's world, where shallow engagement and performative faith have become alarmingly common. But God's message doesn't end with judgment. Isaiah offers hope. Transformation is still possible. Just as Jerusalem's calamity was not its final chapter, our struggles and failures can be the starting point for renewal. The same God who declared judgment also promises deliverance. The Lord Almighty will rescue you with violent thunderstorms and earthquakes. This is the paradox of grace. God confronts us to wake us up, but his ultimate goal is always restoration. My dear friends, this is a call to realign our lives with God's purpose. True worship is not about saying the right words or performing rituals. It is about a heart fully engaged with God, seeking him with humility and authenticity. Isaiah's words challenge us to move beyond appearances and embrace the deeper connection God desires. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you been going through the motions, and how can you invite God into those places with authenticity? Number two, how can you respond to the challenges of today's world, whether spiritual, social, or environmental, with faith that goes beyond the superficial? Loving God, you call us to worship you in spirit and truth, yet we confess that too often our hearts are far from you. Forgive us for the times we have prioritized appearances over authenticity, for when our faith has become routine instead of real. May your wisdom guide us, transforming our hearts and our actions. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen.